This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Dan, he's listening in Sioux City, Iowa. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Hank. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
God bless you. You believe that it's possible for a human being to love the Lord God with all of their heart, with all of their soul, and with all of their strength. I struggle with doubt sometimes. Is that typical, you think, for everybody to have a moment of doubt every now and then and come out of it?
Well, it certainly is typical for me. And I would say that it is typical for all those who still struggle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that is why, in moments of doubt, we need to go back to God's promises. God has given us enough information about himself so that we can know beyond the peradventure of a doubt that he is trustworthy. And this is the very lesson, ultimately, that Job learned. It wasn't that God was going to explain the reason why, but that God gave Job enough information so that he could trust him in the midst of some of the most horrendous trials that can possibly be brought to the mind of humanity. And so that's the lesson ultimately. Job wanted to know why, and God thundered back through the storm towards the end of Job and said, look, you can't even understand how I make a drop of dew. How can you understand what's going on in the heavenlies? The basic message being, you may not understand, but you can trust me. You have enough information to trust me and thus have peace in the midst of the storm.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good answer. I appreciate that.
We have the evidence of creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. We have the inner knowledge of God imprinted upon the tablet of our consciousness. And if we respond to that knowledge, we can have the knowledge of Christ, God in human flesh. But that does not mean that as those who are frail and weak and beset by sin, that we cannot momentarily doubt. And that is why I often say that apologetics is not only pre-evangelism, God using our well-reasoned answer as a springboard or opportunity to share the good news of the gospel. But beyond that, it is post-evangelism in the sense of the pillars and posts that we cling to when the winds and waves of doubt beat upon our house. We can go back to the assurance that God created the universe, that Jesus Christ is God, demonstrated that he was God through the immutable fact of the resurrection, and that the Bible's divine as opposed to merely human in origin.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.